think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good evening. The show begins tonight with Jeff Bliss reporting on the Ventura County fire. Wildfire, winds, dry conditions, lots of brush to burn, very little contained. I do not follow wildfires independently. I depend upon Jeff's guidance, and he said they're hoping for better weather. There have been winds up to 100 miles per hour throughout Southern California, driving the sparks from fire to fire. This is one great big fire. It's already said to have destroyed more than 100 buildings. California lives with fire season fantastically. Able, vigorous, but not something I know much about. I did the reporting on Australia wildfires, bushfires, they call them in Australia. I followed Jeff's lead here. Then, conversation about Puerto Rico with Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal. In the news recently, the late campaign for partisan advantage. However, the story of Puerto Rico is more compelling because after it was overwhelmed by debts in 2016, Congress created a board called PROMESA, an oversight board called the O Board, the Junta. And it is a parallel governance, financial governance to the government, the governor and his office, her office right now. So what we're looking at here is confused leadership. At the same time, the pharmaceutical companies that have enjoyed tax cutouts do not in any way help what is described as the way up, which is the small businesses of Puerto Rico that are heavily burdened with tax. Mary said something like the worst tax or the second worst tax on corporate business in Puerto Rico. Why is that? I don't know. I'm learning. Gene Marks returns from the road to talk about his visit to the Kitchen Cabinet Association. He visited them in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And they're very unhappy with Chinese kitchen cabinets that are not in any fashion something they can compete with because the market is subsidized. They want tariffs to protect their market in a small in business kitchen cabinet business. Other parts of small business also want protection from the Chinese dumping. The Chinese do not practice anything that can be called honest or transparent. It's an aggressive, export-only culture. Small Business America also looks at tax cuts in 2017, which, with the election of Donald Trump and the likelihood of a majority in House as well as Senate, it will be extended, although there will be deals. Jim McTague reports from Lancaster, where President Trump won easily, despite the fact that Jim, what is it called, trolled me earlier in the evening by announcing 10,000 votes for Harris from Lancaster City, which Jim says is an oasis of blue votes. Good for Lancaster County, but it was an overwhelming victory for the president. I think he had 57% of the vote. To Lorenzo Fiore in Milan to talk about how Italy learned the news of Donald Trump. It was late morning for them when they learned the confirmation of the victory. Giorgia Meloni is said to be looking forward to meeting with President Trump sometime in the new year at these gatherings, transnational gatherings, NATO, EU. There are a number of them. I'm sure they'll get along. She is a spark plug. She's extremely effective. And holding together the Italian Assembly, which 70 governments since the Second War, it's volatile. Bob Zimmerman joins to talk about space policy under the Trump, in the Trump administration, looking forward, and what that means for NASA, what it means for private enterprise such as SpaceX, ULA, or Blue Origin, and all the small startup companies that are part of commercial space, those building satellites, those taking care of boosters, those founding spaceports around the world. We discuss it not only in terms of what is happening on Earth, but the prospect of going to the moon and Musk's ambition to get to Mars with his system. And then a further conversation about space, but this time about militarizing the low Earth orbit with Henry Sikorsky of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We also talk energy policy in the U.S. Henry is not convinced that the recent news of Silicon Valley buying or acquiring nuclear power plants, some old, and then the small modular reactors, whether that'll go anywhere. He believes that natural gas is the right source for energy for the data centers and the AI demands in the future. We also talk information war. The Chinese spy everywhere. They're in the FISA system, I learned from Josh Rogan last week. It's an information war. It's a war. And Henry recommends we fight back. That's the same recommendation I've heard from others who know about this. Recently I talked to two who wrote a piece for Foreign Affairs, and they agree, fighting back. The election surprise to many after the poll showed a tie but leaning towards Harris. The overwhelming victory by Donald Trump in all the swing states and to win the national vote. Well, we're still getting used to it. Richard Epstein also talks about how California's plan is to have the nation subsidize its green energy, its electricity. Gavin Newsom's running for president in 28. I talked to Bill Whalen about it, how Newsom's preparing himself and California and the U.S. for accepting a progressive with great hair and unusual instincts as a politician. Veronique de Rougie joins about industrial policy, which is also a.k.a. command economy, and how it does not work and has not worked. And yet, it's extremely attractive to politicians when they get to Washington. The CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. There'll be more of it, both parties. Conrad Black joins. There's an election, a national election in Canada in 2025. The conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, is given a very strong chance of becoming the new prime minister. Conrad indicates that Justin Trudeau may be stepping aside, or maybe he'll fight for a fourth term. I don't know. He's unusually silent about his plans. He's very low approval rating right now, but he's a politician. He's used to it. And finally, the price of oil. Michael Bernstam, who got my guide on Russian sanctions, reminds all of us that as the price of oil goes down, especially Brent crude, that's the European model, Russia earns less and less to fund its war. And the Saudis, the U.S., and Trump drilling and producing more oil will drive it down farther. And that is one way to contain the war in Ukraine, which is another subject entirely I'll get to next week. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the program. Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.